And now, through the power of modern technology, it's time for Tim Britton and your home. And he has to start the show with a number.
No kid, do I. Start the show. Good morning, Du Bois.
We'll
good morning,
explain why. We'll explain why.
You're listening to Your Home with a Tim Britton. I guess we will start this, but I'll explain it later. License number PA025678. That's easy to remember.
And you'll explain why in detail a little bit later on. Well, good morning. Good to see you.
Yeah, good to see you. It's nice out. Summer finally is coming back a little bit. We're out of the rain and out of the things like that.
It rained in Falls Creek this morning.
It did. And yes. That's kind of good. That's just, I like that. That little bit of shower there kind of watered my garden that I didn't last night. So that's a good thing. This isn't the gardening show.
It washed the dust off of mine.
That's about it. It was just enough. Yep. To get things going. You're listening to Your Home with Tim Britton, and I have a number one sales gal in the office there. Nikki, good morning. Nikki, how are you doing this morning?
Oh, there we go. I thought my mic was off. I'm sorry. I'm doing good.
You're on.
I'm like, it's not working.
Was you panicking?
Yes, I was.
You're freaking out.
My headphones didn't work, and then
what
this wasn't
working.
What do you
have playing in the headphones? You have some AC/DC?
We play games on when you come here the second.
I know you can't make it easy on you.
At any moment, I want to just shut off her microphone there.
Oh, great.
She requested this. Can I come back and do that again? I said, sure. It's kind of nice, too, because we have a little bit of bantering and stuff going on back and forth. So it's good to have somebody to have a conversation. Not that you're not it, Gary. You're all that. I just love to talk to you in the morning. And people, I think, enjoy us, too. So that kind of works out well.
They love your laugh.
Lots of comments. Lots of positive comments about this show, too. And we debated that we start our third year of doing this, and we couldn't give it up.
Due to overwhelming response.
It is. I know. A few morning announcements. And I hope everybody had a great 4th of July. I know I did. It's awesome. Great fireworks, and spent the weekend with some friends, so I had a good time. Things going on. Lego contest October 3rd, and it's not too early to be talking about that, too. Just overwhelming response in the city park. I think we only took care of about 25 youngsters there, and in October we're going to do like 50. So there's a little bit more room, but it's not too early to call our office and get information on that. October 3rd out. It's going to be out at the mall with the Scare Fest and things going on. Good morning, Mama Britton, by the way. How are you doing today, Mom? I'll talk to you soon, I promise. She says I never call. I said, I talk about you on the radio, so good morning. And with no further ado, Nikki, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing really good.
Hi, you're stuck with the boss today, huh?
Yes, all day, but it's okay. I don't mind.
It's not bad. We have some things to look at, though. We're gonna go through Brockway and up towards St. Mary's area, Kersey, so we'll make sure everybody's happy everywhere we go today. That's fun, though, isn't it?
Yeah, I like it. It's nice to get out, and I talk to people all the time on the phone, so I like going to see their faces and actually get to put a face with the name and just interact with them.
You know, that's an important part about that, and I hear that is we're doing jobs for people. When they call, sometimes it might be hard to target me, and they got a guy named Tom working for them, and they don't know who to talk to, and they call and they get you. What do you do in the office? What do you do?
My official title is office assistant, but I do everything from ordering materials for some of our contractors, to calling the customers to set up their appointments.
Good.
I answer the phones, you know.
everything.
Everything.
Yeah, there's no office assistant. You are the office.
Yeah, it's me.
And we want to acknowledge, good morning, Adam, who's sitting there. He's working, huh?
Yeah.
And soon Blair. And Blair's golfing.
I know, right? We're here and Blair is golfing.
Yes, we give people days off once in a while. And even though we're kind of busy, we want him to go golfing. So good luck with that. He'll hear this show some other day. So good luck on the golf course. And I wish I was golfing, but no, I'm kind of happy. I think the best part that I like about having a business is I get to meet new people.
And I think
I'm
so
still,
too.
Yep, traveling around, meeting people is just a great thing for me to do. So I just love to do that. Solving problems, doing projects, seeing the finished projects are all pretty cool. But it's all about the people, so I like that. What else do you want to talk about? Is that it? We have some stuff to give away.
Yeah, our Snapstone giveaway.
Yeah, and I think that was supposed to be last week, and we did a pre-recorded show, too. We had a guest change weeks or something like that,
yeah.
So sorry about that. We ran you an old show. Hope it was informative to someone out there. But so Snapstone flooring giveaway, they get 25 square feet of Snapstone porcelain tile flooring, the grout, everything you pretty much need to do it. If somebody, that's enough to do a small room. powder room entry area, and that's what it's meant to be. But we have more available if you want some, and we have snapstone flooring. So you have winners?
Yeah, we have four, actually.
We have four winners. That's a pretty cool prize. And this snapstone flooring was on in early June or mid-June and offered this as a prize. And I want to stretch it out over a few weeks rather than just take a caller. So, and these people had sent us postcards or something in the
postcards,
mail.
Postcards, and I think a couple of them called in.
Okay. So who do you got there?
I have Don Shepler.
Don Shepler. What town's he live in?
He's in Big Run.
Big Run. Congratulations, Don. We'll be getting a hold of you later today or tomorrow morning.
Phil Bowser of Stump Creek.
Okay, good. Phil Bowser, I know that name. I think he owns Gruta Metals.
Yes.
Maybe.
Yeah,
awesome.
I think so.
Good. Good. Oh, man, this is good. I mean, we drop a lot of recycled materials and things down there. Yeah, so this is a good little plug there for Gruta Metals there in Stump Creek. The metropolis of Stump Creek.
Yeah, the mighty Stump Creek.
Go ahead. We can't laugh about that.
Nancy Kunzelman of Treasure Lake.
Okay, I know Nancy, and she might even be listening. Good morning, Nancy, to you if you're listening, and hopefully Bob's doing a good job for you out there. She must have been in the office. That's cool. Who else you got there?
And our number four is Nick Giovanelli of Kersey.
Well, Nick Giovanelli, too. We did just completed a project, some outside work for Nick. Awesome. Oh, we have a couple of clients won. That's cool. That's good, but they must have saw our little ad in the store or they're listening to the show. So congratulations. Those winners of 25 square feet with grout materials of snapstone flooring each. And that's a cool product. It's just one of the things that
it's really nice.
We sell that in our store. Okay, we're going to run down. We're calling this an update show. We're just going to run down some general things that we have going on at Timber and Construction. We're going to talk about PA registration. Let's talk about our store.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Sorry. You said PA Hello? Registration. Hello? Our store, Hometown Building Supply, can you tell me how long have we been in business and how long have we been in Falls Creek?
Those are good questions. Okay. So basically, I started Timber and Construction Services in 1984, became incorporated somewhere in the 90s. I don't know exactly when we became a corporation, but that's a long time. And I've always operated either out of my house just outside of Falls Creek. And then somewhere in the late 80s, I bought some warehouses and some property in downtown Falls Creek, officially opened up Hometown Building Supply, I believe, in 1991. And it's not only makes this a good office location, but we really needed the warehousing and the space, a place the employees can pull in, park, have meetings. And we have a lot of displays. We have a design center there. We can show you a lot of pictures of projects and things that we've done. We sell some products and brand names, craft-made cabinets, legacy cabinets, various types of countertops, everything from solid surface to laminate and whatever you're looking for in the countertop area. Flooring, carpet, tile, mastic vinyl siding, silver line windows. I mean, we have pretty much everything you need to decorate a house. We are stocking paint, and we can mix paint. And you learned how to mix paint.
Yes, I can mix paint like a pro now.
Can you?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
And we have 1,001 colors, and we can match almost. I mean, I'd say we can match every color you could bring in.
Yep. And brand new paint setup mixing machine too. It's right on the money. Easier to use.
It's very nice.
Did you ever use our old one?
No, I wasn't. I never got to try it.
Our old one was tough. Our old one was tough. You had to know math, and it was tough.
This one's nice and easy.
Yep, it is.
I like it.
Right on the money too. So
we make keys too.
Keys. Did you know how to make a key?
No, I keep trying to get Adam. If you're listening, Adam, you still need to show me how to make a key.
the key machine, you know, and we do that for our clients. If we're putting in doors and that, it's real simple for us to. We have some locksmithing tools, so we can key your locks around your home, front and back door, basement door, new garage, something like that that would fit. So all your keys match in your home or in your business, and that's kind of cool. And then we can cut you some extra keys too. Now, We don't hold a match to Mike's locksmith. He can do anything. We're a little bit limited, but we're pretty good at cutting our own keys and taking care of padlocks and things for people. So just a service we offer right there on Main Street in Falls Creek. Hey, you're listening to Your Home with Tim Britton, and I have Nikki. My right-hand man is a woman. So I got Nikki on the show with me. She likes to do this show, which I'm glad to. It gives me somebody to have a conversation with and doing the show here. Gary always flies out the door on us. He's around here somewhere, but he'll be back. So you know how to mix paint. What's the next topic that we have?
Well, you mentioned our PA license number for the registration.
That's a good topic. Let me talk about that. That is basically, there's new laws in Pennsylvania too, and you've heard Tom Corbett's been they spend a gazillion dollars. That's one of my words, gazillion, on advertising this too. But Tom Corbett, and I think he wants to be our governor.
I think so too.
But he did some proactive things. He did some good things too. He's making any home remodelers, repair people, and that would go for some landscaping and driveways and smart things. He made them get registered with the state, have a license number, make sure that they are an insured, reputable contractor with penalties if you're not properly licensed. And that's why I offered up PA license number 025678. And I don't know. I guess I'm proud of it. It was a registration process. They check credentials. And the questionnaires is asking you, you know, any questions, if you've ever had any civil or criminal issues brought up, so that they're sort of kind of keeping a record on things. And I think that soon this is going to turn into a full-blown, besides just a registering-type license, the fact that where you will have qualification skills, time in the job, limited to what scopes of work you can do with the equipment and knowledge that you have. So looking forward to that coming down the pike. But these license numbers are a good start. So kudos to our Pennsylvania government for getting it right and getting us implemented. The law became effect on July 1st. So, you know, literally immediately, and the Attorney General's office is advertising, you can call 717, which would be Harrisburg, 787-3391, 787-3391, if you want to check someone's license or the requirements. And they also have a website, hic@attorneygeneral.gov, attorneygeneral.gov. So hic@attorneygeneral.gov. You can check someone's license number. And I don't know, if they're not licensed, they're breaking the law. Yeah. I don't know if you are. I don't know what would come about, but they are breaking the law right now if they don't have a license now. There's no... The grace period is over. It's a law as of July 1st. I assure you, all of my entire company and everyone that we work with, we have some trade contractors that we occasionally use. Everybody is licensed in our company. We've had trainings. We've talked about it. We've answered questions. So we have people registered and licensed. Insurance is one of the key things too. Very low minimum. I think they're only requiring about $50,000 in insurance. We're carrying $3 million. Dollars insurance, and it's because of sometimes we get into some like commercial work and they require a little more coverage on our part, but we're insured, we're covered. Other key thing about insurance too, if you have employees and ask this, then they want to know your workman's compensation number and if you have workman's compensation insurance. Key question to the person you're hiring: not only do you have a liability policy, but do you have the proper workman's compensation insurance if somebody gets hurt? That's a big thing. So if you have any questions, though, don't hesitate. You can call our office, 375-9388. Ask the question. Ask the question to somebody you're hiring. Ask the question. And more banks, insurance companies, other people who's involved in your projects too will be asking and want proof of this too. So this is good. This is good. This is meant to eliminate some problems. And it's a shame. I have, in 25 years, since 1984, I probably have 24 roofs that I have replaced that are only a few years old. Most of them less than 5, some of them only about a year old, brand new roofs gone bad. I have decks that were literally falling off the house. I saw one, and one was a deck about 10 years old. They nailed it on, and the nails rusted off. They didn't even use a galvanized nail. Yeah, deck laying on the ground. I mean, I documented it. We fixed the deck. rebuild, but somebody's out, you know, spending $7,000, $9,000 to build a deck a second time. This thing fell about 8 feet, too. No one got hurt, but I used it, and this is what kind of stuff is causing licensing and registration processes. So I don't know, just some horror stories out there, and I apologize for the bad apples, and they're in every industry, but hopefully this will help clean it up.
I think it gives you peace of mind, too, knowing that the person that's doing the job that you're investing the money in,
sure,
is licensed and insured and up to date on everything. I know I would feel better, you know, knowing that.
And I'll tell you, in some of these home improvement projects are people, it's their largest investment. I mean, you have people spending well into the six figures to remodel their home. So I think it's a key thing too, peace of mind. Too. What's our next topic?
Our design build. I know that we are currently doing a big addition.
Sure.
And just kind of the process of going through it.
that our design build process too. And I didn't invent this, but basically it's the customer's needs and wants brought to light, I think, in the shortest amount of time in the most economical way that it can be done. We have a process that I tell people, we pull you through the process, but basically the same company, we are your designer first. We tend to can solve problems with the potential project, design the problems, put a budget on it, and then turn around and produce the job. So you're dealing with one company that can go from A to the finished product Z in the shortest amount of time possible. And with that, it becomes economic value, because if you have something where you have a different design person, they then have to turn around and explain and make sure that the contractor understands. And then where do you get the material? So we're truly one-stop shopping. We call it design build. We can, and most people just buy our materials. You can buy your materials anywhere, but our design process lets you see it, lets it come to life a lot quicker. We are the problem solving team and A to Z and most economical time. And the key thing is that the consumer or the homeowner is driving the project. And we explain that to them, that we need them. They're part of the process. It's not like we'll toss out some ideas and you have nothing to do with it and here you go. I kind of like the way our questions, it kind of leading into the solutions to the problems and what we can do. And we're paying attention to everything from building codes and structural issues and problems. And we're bringing things up as we design a project so that everybody's happy. And we want to know if there's a potential, if there's a budget or a dollar range, we're trying to work within that with people. And I don't know, we do a lot of these. So we call it design build. And anything that requires a changing from a kitchen to, we build a lot of additions on houses. And sometimes it can just be a home makeover, interior or exterior. It might involve colors and things too. Those would qualify under our design type project. Those are good questions. And we do the drafting in-house too. Kudos to Adam.
Sketch. Our drawer.
Yeah. I tell you, he does a great job though. He's getting me away from the computer. The
he
more
can draw
he
anything you ask him to draw. He can.
It's awesome.
Give him 10 minutes and he'll have it.
You got to like that though, because you can see the project.
It is nice. It helps me because I need to see things in order to figure it out. And he can draw me a porch and I can fax it to whoever and they can, you know, it. I like it. It's nice.
I think our quotes, you got to admit, are more accurate when we're dealing with like YBC. We'll plug YBC.
Yeah, because they have exactly, you know, what we need.
They can see what we're doing. Consumer can see exactly what we're doing. They can see the size. We can even draw furniture. We can draw furniture.
Bathtubs and stuff.
And bathtubs and stuff and whatever you want to see. We can do too. I'm also real proud of our kitchen software too, because it kind of prices things out and draws in perspective drawings. You can do little walkthroughs and things of your kitchen. Cool. What's next?
Our handyman services.
That's a different one. And that is, so from design build, we use some of our handyman. We don't mind taking care of smaller things for people. The fact that we have Larson storm doors in stock and on display, we can send someone out to take care of a storm door for you. So I think we invented this before Lowe's was even a company. I don't know. I don't know. But we've been doing these installed sales and small projects for a long time. We actually classify bathrooms and smaller projects under our handyman services, just the way we handle them. They're simpler, swifter projects. We're sending out a carpenter. I don't know, I'll throw out Tom's name, but Tom can fix about anything on your home that you need to. So he's capable of building the porch, but solving about 10 other small issues that you had with your home. So Tom's a good example. Paul, some of these guys have been with us for almost 2 decades. Yeah. And they're just well equipped. They have company vehicles. They have a tool to fix about everything. They can call for resources when they need help. They need a design. They take care of with the office's help. And kudos to you for helping pull permits, getting the colors together, mixing the paint. It lets these guys spend the time out in the field solving problems too. So a lot of it seems like we've been doing a lot of windows and doors this year too.
Yeah, we have. It's right up there with the garages and. Every time, every day.
Every day. It literally is every day, too. A lot of smaller projects are coming through, and those are fine, so don't hesitate to call us. Sometimes we get associated with some of our bigger projects like land development, and we've built some new homes in the area, but we're just content to build somebody a garage. And depending on the size of the project, you know, it may need a design. A lot of times garages and these additions do need plans to obtain building permits and check zoning and things. So that's just part of our services. 5 minutes. Time flies. We have 27 more topics to cover. Welcome back next week. We talked about this. Should be an hour show, shouldn't it? I think we could go on. Could you talk to me for an hour?
I could talk for an hour. Yeah, I could easily talk for an hour. That's easy. Very easily.
That's easy. Hey, so stop in our show, our showroom down in Main Street, Falls Creek. It's labeled pretty well. Hometown Building Supply. We have Called My Store and Tim Britton Construction Services offices. We're labeled there pretty good. So you can find us, and Falls Creek's a nice little town to visit. If you're coming from the Punxsutawney area, you want to come up 310 through Reynoldsville, 950 to the end, make a right about four blocks on the left. You'll see our little office there. So 950 from Reynoldsville to Falls Creek. Make a right. We're right on the left there. Downtown Falls Creek. If it's after 4 o'clock, you can stop in the Pine, say hi, Pine Inn, and say hi to Steve. Have a legal beverage. Why are they legal beverages if they're illegal? I don't know.
Because they're not made that still out your backyard.
I knew that. I knew you would have a comment about that, too. Okay? You've been quiet today. I knew you would have a comment. Hey, good morning. You're listening to Your Home with Tim Britton. And we're talking about drinking. No, we're not. Behave. Okay.
But the Pine Inn's
beautiful
nice.
Downtown Falls Creek. It is. Nice. It is. I'll tell you, it has some great dinner specials there, too. Inexpensive is one thing I got to say. You can get spaghetti for $3. And just some great dinner specials there, and it's a great environment too. Kind of a local gang hanging out in there, but stop in the Pine Inn in Falls Creek.
And you have a nice postmaster at the Falls Creek Post Office.
Yeah, we do, Tony. Yeah, you know Tony.
I do.
She's a great gal. I have to tell her we're talking about her on the radio now too. She solves all our mail problems and gets stuff. We send things out late that had to be in Pittsburgh, you know, a day ago. Can you make it happen? She does.
She does it
there yesterday. I know. Kudos to our post office service too. Talked about a lot of things on today's show too. I mean, just the fact that we've been in business 25 years. I mean, that's I've seen a lot. I have a lot of expertise, and now I'm training other people to help me pull things off too. And that's what gets us a store and an office staff. And we're fairly busy. There's no recession in our world. I mean, people are remodeling. They are fixing up. Money's cheap. If you have half decent or good credit, that's a time to go get a home equity loan and invest in your house, because money, it's a good time to go get money. It's cheap. Not quite free, but cheap. We talked about our Pennsylvania registration process too. Our license number, we talked a little bit about insurance and our design build process. I'm not the inventor of that, but we certainly have refined it, and I've taught this to companies around the country too, consulting things that I've done for other small businesses, but how the process goes. Hey, we gave away some Snapstone flooring. Name them winners one more time. If anybody knows anybody, you can call them, say you heard their name on the radio.
We had Don Shepler from Good. Big Run, Phil Bowser from Stump Creek, Nancy Kunselman from Treasure Lake, and Nick Giovanelli from Kersey.
Okay. Hey, you know, that's people listening to the radio show. That tells you where our radio show is listening. We got from Big Run to Kersey. That's pretty cool. That's a good wide target market audience there. Reynoldsville and Brockway. Brockway's been real good to us this year. We've have several projects going on in Brockway.
Brockway is porch central.
It is.
It is. Everybody.
It is. I know. Right.
Everybody wants a porch in Brockway.
In fact, we're going to have three porches on one little street.
And then you go up one row and we have another one.
It's kind of neat. Talk about dominating a little area. People want our job site sign in front of their house. And I'm glad. I mean, everybody's porches looks good, and they're all Tim Britton designs. So it looks good. It looks good. And other services too. You ask about besides our handyman service. I mean, we have a couple of paint jobs going on right now. One of them's in downtown Dubois. You can see our check out our caution tape that we have stretched out on Grady Street. But proud to be doing, you know, a revitalization renaissance type project for some great friends. Maybe they're listening. I don't know if they're in yet or not. Pretty close. And exterior services, siding, windows been real common too. Don't mind basement dewatering. Finally, it quit raining, I think, this week. Hopefully, we go a whole week without rain. I don't know. There's a chance this afternoon, but it's in thunder showers. But hopefully, it quits raining. But we dried up a few basements this spring too. So if you're having a problem with your basement walls springing a leak or flooding, give us a call. We have solutions that other than excavating and tearing up the outside. It's also the year of garages for us too. I think we have more garages sold and built than ever before. So we do these small projects besides build you a new home, besides having land with public utilities ready to hook up, ready to build too. So, you know, I just, I don't know, like doing the small jobs too. I don't mind. We've put in a few sidewalks this year. We do have a license to chill. We've done shows talking about heat pumps and air conditioning systems, the energy tax credits. In fact, that's probably a show that we could do again too, because I'm still getting a lot of questions and there's still information coming out on for tax credits. Wow, that was fast. Wow. If you have a question or problem on anything on today's show, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 375-9388. You can check out Tim Britt and Construction.com. Check out our website. Send us an email. I'm glad everybody listened today. Thanks for listening to our show. You're home with Tim Britton. I hope our information was helpful. Nikki, thanks for being on. We might do
Thank
this
you.
Again real
Anytime.
Soon. Okay. Everybody have a great week and God bless you and your home.